These are young men who were in immigrant families who came to Minnesota from Somalia. They fled the civil war, the chaotic civil war there during the 1990s. Their families did. And they settled in Minneapolis for many different social reasons, but that's where the largest congregation of Somali immigrants are in the United States. And what the FBI is now looking into is the mysterious disappearance of at least 12 young Somali men from Minneapolis. It is believed that they might have been recruited by an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group based in Somalia, a group named Al-Shabaab, who might have come in and tried to recruit these young men from various places to go back and join the fight, and some of them have vanished, and at least three of them have been killed.
And one of the issues that we always talk, we always think about, terrorists being elsewhere, but this is a good warning that there are terrorist things that go on inside the country.
Absolutely. I mean, these are recruiters, according to, you know, what court documents say and what we're being told behind the scenes. These are recruiters coming into the United States, apparently legally, going to cities where Somalis are gathered and going into the local communities, talking to these young men, convincing them to go back. They play into a lot of psychological things, and it's probably too deep to go into here, but essentially they do convince them to go back, and once they're back there, they get apparently more than they ever bargained for, and it's an incredibly dangerous place. And again, we've talked to the families of at least two of these young men who died. It's hit their families like a ton of bricks. I mean, these men just mysteriously disappear. They'll call, a couple of times, and every time they call, they say, "I'm in Somalia, don't worry about me," but the calls are clearly very guarded. So the families have gotten the impression that someone's watching them when they call.
So when these young men are killed, is it because they're trying to get out of this? It's like being recruited by a gang and then trying to get out of the gang, except really much higher stakes. Is that what's happening, that they bit off more than they can chew and they want to come back home?
That is a very good question, Amy. That could be happening. The family, we were told on fairly deep background by family and friends of one of the young men, that none of this is really confirmable because you just don't know the circumstances around their deaths. But we did have someone tell us that in at least one of the cases, they believe that the young man either didn't want to fight or couldn't for some reason and was killed possibly by the very same group that recruited him. Possibly. But again, details as far as, what they're learning on the Somalia end of this are very, very sketchy.
And what is it that the federal investigation is looking into now?
Well, essentially, it's looking into this alleged recruitment effort. They are looking at Somali-American communities in cities where they have gathered, and Minneapolis is the largest concentration of them in the United States, but they're also gathered in places like Columbus, Ohio, San Diego, California, they're Boston is one area, and they are looking into this and trying to see, number one, is this an organized recruiting effort? Number two, how widespread is it? And they have indicted two people in connection with this. One of them has pleaded guilty, so they have someone who is cooperating. And there is some interesting detail in court documents regarding these two young men about the training that they've gotten and just some of the detail about their trip to Somalia and back.
This has to be so challenging for investigators to get into these kinds of rings.
Absolutely. And the Somali-American community is very tightly knit. When I was in Minneapolis and we were investigating this story, you clearly had an impression, and more than an impression, that they were not very trustful of outsiders. To get into that community and infiltrate it, very, very tough. And I think that we're just basically kind of getting into the meat of that part of the investigation now.